I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Monday morning, the 20th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Psalms, Psalm 145 and verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Isn't that beautiful to know? And then we go back to Psalm 85 and verse 2. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. Praise God that you and I serve a merciful Savior. You know, Peter asked the Lord Jesus, how many times must I forgive my brother? Seven times? And remember what Jesus said to Peter, seven times 70. Wow. I thank God that our Lord is slow to anger and he is quick to forgive. He is a merciful God. You know, I want to tell you a little story. When I was looking for forgiveness and mercy and grace from my neighbors, many years ago, I was burning fire breaks on the farm. We have a huge wetland right on the boundary of our farm. It is the sponge that supplies the water to the Mvoti River, which goes all the way down to the Indian Ocean. I was burning away there. Fortunately, I contacted everybody, and all of a sudden, a gust of wind came up and took the fire straight into this huge swamp. Now, inside that swamp is 12-foot high reeds. It's like an ocean inside there. And the most massive fire got going where the clouds were black and were literally covering the sun. I felt so terribly embarrassed. I had to get on my radio and my pickup and radio all my neighbors that were on the boundary of this massive wetland on the other side. This was obviously in the middle of winter where it was snow white, those reeds. And fortunately, none of the farms got affected. But that day, I needed mercy and grace. And you know, my neighbors were so kind. They were more understanding and gracious to me than I could ever have imagined. Today, remember, Jesus Christ loves you. He's not here to condemn you. He's not here to cast you away. No, he wants you to grow. Sometimes we have to be chastised a little bit. We have to be disciplined through the mistakes we make. But he's always quick to pick us up, dust us off, and say, come on now, you can do this. Jesus bless you today as you also are understanding and forgiving towards others. Goodbye.